The Historic New Orleans Collection has put together a wealth of oral histories from the Civil Rights Movement as part of their NOLA Resistance Project. The latest story belongs to Claude Reese, who played a vital role in the New Orleans chapter of CORE, the Congress of Racial Equality. Claude traces his civil rights activism back to one extraordinary leader, Aretha Castle Haley. You're about to hear Claude's firsthand account in this edition of NOLA Life Stories.
Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around, turn me around, turn me around.
I learned how to spell the word solidarity in our middle school. I learned what it really means from a reference. Finally went back to school, and lo and behold, in my political science classes was a young lady who I got to meet, and her name was Aretha Castle. So that's how I got to be up close and personal to a, you know, group of people who I thought were awfully special human being.
Haley and other civil rights leaders staged anti-discrimination boycotts in the 1960s.
I got chosen by Aretha to do the second freedom ride to Macomb, Mississippi. Direct action was new in the South, but you know, pioneered in a big way by us, by CORE. Best way to sum it up is something Dr. King said more than once, you know, and that was, though you hate us, we will love you, and we will wear you down with our capacity to suffer. He will not get any of my dignity. He might get some of the blood, but he ain't gonna get none of my dignity.
We must say to our white brothers all over the South who will try to keep us down, we will match your capacity to inflict suffering. With our capacity to endure suffering, we will meet your physical force with soul force. We will not hate you, and yet we cannot in our good conscience obey your evil laws. Do to us what you will. Threaten our children, and we will still love you.
And I'm sure they could hear us singing all the way down to Canal Street. Don't let nobody turn you around. You know, that was one of our favorite songs. Don't you let nobody turn you around. I learned what solidarity was about in a very special kind of way.